bid's been accepted. We're just down to the nitty-gritty now.
He was here today. He watched the first half. Are you that close? I mean, do you feel now that the hardest hurdle has been crossed and that now sort of getting the personal terms and the medical sorted is it going to be a formality?
Yeah, it should be, but I hope something crops up, so never count your chickens until it's all done and dusted, and we'll just wait and see. But listen, if he's watched the first half today, he knows that he's got a battle as well. So it's not going to be as easy just to come here now and just take a shirt. I want everybody to be competitive and want to keep that shirt, so he'll know that he'll have a fight on his hands, certainly after watching the first half.
How keen were you to sort of keep him, though? I mean, it's not just the fact that the fans all summer have talked about Antonio, Antonio, Antonio.
Well, that don't help.
It doesn't help.
No. Because all you're doing is you're banging up the price to the other club because they know that you want him. So it doesn't really help. And when we were out in Portugal, I said to the fans, stop singing his name because their chairman's there. Why are you singing his name? It just makes, they just dig their heels in. So as much as everybody wanted him, it didn't really help the cause sometimes. But if everything goes through and we've got him, we'll be absolutely delighted. But the pressure will be on him like everybody else from them.
There's still things that he can work on as a player because he was fantastic at the end of last season. But I mean, from a pure observer's unprofessional view, he is still a bit raw sometimes as well. Is there sort of more to come from him, maybe?
Oh yeah, otherwise we wouldn't have bought him. He's a young boy, he's nowhere near the finished article, and he's going to have to step up to the plate because you'll ask the question why Redden letting him go, why they let him go when they were in the championship. So maybe they didn't see something that we do see, but we think there's a lot of talent there to work with, and if he's prepared to listen and learn, you can see the difference in a lot of players here at the moment who are doing that and are looking more and more comfortable on the ball day by day. So he'll work his socks off like everybody else. That's the one thing we do know about Antonio, is that he is a player that wants to do well, and hopefully it'll all go through and we'll give him that opportunity.
I asked you earlier in the summer whether or not Wednesday would be sort of having a go this summer, and you said yes. And when you see a signing like this, does this sort of highlight the ambition at this football club that, getting back into the championship really is just the first part of the journey?
Well, we're building. That's what we're doing. And you look at the support that the club has, you look at the facilities we've got, the expectation levels. Listen, I wasn't brought in this football club just to consolidate. That's not the way I work. If there's a wall to be knocked down, believe you me, I'll knock it down. You go and ask the staff here. I build. That's what I do. And I build a team that I think is going to get you there. And the chairman's backing me on that by the players we've brought in. And we're looking for another four or five to come in. So it just shows you the ambitions that we've got. And if we get the people that we're chasing and we're after, then it'll only make us stronger. And sadly, you'll get people that fall by the wayside as well. That's life. I have no sentiment in that whatsoever. Can be my son, can be my brother, can be anybody. If they can't deliver the goods for you, you get rid because results is my business and that's what I'm in. So I'll be as cold as anybody. But when they give me a performance like they have done week in, week out of this football club, then I'll be the best mates. But that's just football. And we've lost two good players, maybe three. There might be another one that's going out or gone out over the last couple of days. So, Rob Jones did a magnificent job here. But and so did Ryan. And they've gone. So it just shows you the standard when you get rid of players like that we're trying to bring in or bringing in. I thought Anthony today just oozes, If he ever has a panic, that kid, I'll be absolutely amazed,
Yeah, he was great again today. You say that a third, maybe going, are you in position to talk about that yet?
Nope. Might be a fourth and a fifth and a sixth to go as well if I had my way. So I'm just trying to build. Chairman doesn't want to wait. Neither do I. I hate this division with a passion. It's the only predictable thing in it is the unpredictability in it. It's so, you can't pick anything. And all these teams that are spending millions and millions thinking they're going to get there, you'd be absolutely surprised. It's such a hard division, and we've got to make sure we hit the ground running.